Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
1,800 dollars on Christmas presents for her three children. Well, what's wrong with that? We'll debate it coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. In Berlin, authorities may be on the verge of an arrest in the truck attack on Christmas shoppers.
Some very quick developments happening in the last few minutes. A piece of evidence, some sort of ID in the truck seems to have led to the next step in the investigation, and several local media now naming a young Tunisian in his early 20s outside Berlin as the main suspect. Now, we don't know whether or not he's been arrested or whether or not he is indeed the person that the police got their eye on, but we know that local journalists with very strong sources within the police are all agreeing on this. They're identifying a young Tunisian man.
Correspondent Max Foster. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to determine what went wrong, causing a series of explosions in a popular fireworks marketplace near Mexico City.
The video images emerging from the town of Tultepec, Mexico, which is just north of Mexico City, are simply staggering and horrifying to watch. The explosions went on and on as thousands of people gathered inside this open air market in this town that is basically known as the fireworks capital of Mexico. It was a horrifying scene. More than 70 people injured, nearly 36 people killed. That death toll could continue to rise.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. DC's population is now 681,000, the highest it's been in 40 years. Between July of 2015 and July of 2016, D.C. officials say the city added over 10,000 new residents. That's about 900 a month. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the population growth shows that the nation's capital is, quote, continues to be an attractive place to live, work, and start a family. It's been a little more than a year now since a Montgomery County police officer was killed by a drunk driver while on duty. Today, a blood drive is being held in his memory.
This is the second blood drive being held in honor of Officer Noah Leota, and Montgomery County Police Officer Rick Goodale is expected there to be as strong of a turnout as the last one, if not stronger.
Walk-in donors will be accepted, but they may have to wait longer so that they can accommodate the people that made an appointment.
The blood drive is being held at the Montgomery County Public Safety Headquarters on Edison Park Drive in Gaithersburg. Officer Leota was working a holiday DUI checkpoint when he was struck by a drunk driver. He died a week later. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has been quietly talking with fellow Republican leaders of blue states who opposed Donald Trump during the campaign about how best to work with the new administration. The Associated Press reports Hogan has been having talks with Vermont Governor-elect Phil Scott and Charlie Baker of Massachusetts on how best to pursue their common interests in Washington. A massive restaurant and entertainment business is coming to Arlington. It's part of a plan to redevelop an aging mall.
Boston Common Mall is transforming into Boston Quarter in Arlington. Will Vogel is with the development team at Forest City Enterprises.
We're in demolition mode now, so if you drive by North Randolph and Wilson, you won't see the Macy's Furniture Store. You'll see a hole in the ground.
The team at Forest City just signed a lease deal with Denver-based Punchbowl Social, one part hip restaurant and bar, the other part entertainment, CEO Robert Thompson.
Activities like bowling and ping pong and bocce.
The 25,000-square-foot space is set to open in mid-2018. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,975. The Nasdaq at 54.84. Sports, college basketball, the Terps and Hokies both win. NBA, the Wizards are on the road to take on the Bulls tonight. The Caps are also on the road to meet the Flyers. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. ValleyGuns2, that's the number 2.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395 and trying to get to the 14th Street Bridge. That's the obstacle, the crash just before you get to the bridge span. Only the right lane getting by, so delays quickly stacking up as you're narrowed down to only one lane. Again, northbound 395 before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. On 66, have a little bit of volume just as you push through Centerville, but then hang on, the stop and go past 50 to 123, but the crash that caused those delays is gone. Now Maryland, on the top side of the Beltway, just as you come off of 95 and approaching New Hampshire Avenue, you'll hit the delays. Solid lineup, but the positive news is up ahead, the crash after Connecticut Avenue confined to the shoulder. Still see a lot, so that's the focal point of those delays through that stretch. And 270, we're off to a pretty decent start as far as incident-free, but definitely seeing those delays as you approach and pass Route 80 Urbana down toward 109. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chilly but manageable this morning. Then we mix up clouds and sunshine this afternoon. We'll make the 48. Milder air starts coming in as we look ahead toward tomorrow. 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Alexandria, 32 in Frederick, 27 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Bill Gates was one woman's secret Santa. Her reaction? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
6:07, Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry coming up this morning. But on this hour, we're going to check in with the American Petroleum Institute as Barack Obama just used his pen in these final days to ban offshore drilling. At 7:05, we've got Jared Meyer, who is very concerned about how the state of Maryland is trying to take Uber out of business in that state over this bogus fingerprint background thing. We'll get his take. At 7:35, we'll check in with a correspondent for the Daily Mail in Berlin as the manhunt for that terrorist continues. And at 8:05, the executive director for the Fiscal Policy Institute in D.C. will be our guest, talk about the D.C. Paid Family Leave Act. So much in front of us. And looking there, it's Scotty Nell Hughes sitting in for Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Scotty.
Thank you. I'm in front of you.
You are. Yeah, I guess it's true. You're okay, not just inside. Alongside. Yes, it's Christmas, by the way.
Santa Claus is coming.
And as we approach Christmas, we want to talk about the gifts that go along with Christmas. Not, of course, the fabulous gift of the Messiah, baby Jesus born, we celebrate on Christmas Day. But no, what about all of the gifts that we give to our loved ones and our family and even people who are anonymous in our lives? If you are one of those people who love giving gifts to just anyone because it shares in that great gift that we were given by God. How much is too much to spend on your kids, I guess, is the bottom line question here. 888-630-9625. Do you have a limit on the money that you will spend on your kids? And do you judge other people if they spend, in your opinion, too much? 888-630-WMAL, a mother of three in the United Kingdom, is getting a lot of heat right now because she spent $1,800 on her three children.
That sight behind you, magnificent as it is not the spirit of Christmas.
I think if I was doing it 365 days a year and giving them gifts every day, I'd be spoiling them. For us, we don't go out partying every single weekend, you know what I mean? You won't find me at a bar necking Jaeger bombs every weekend. I'm at home, me and my partner, we work hard all year round. And if that's what we decide to spend our money on, our children, for one day of the year...
Yeah, that who's to judge her? Well, she's getting judged quite a bit. She's getting judged all over the place by people who are watching that, not just in the UK, but also around the world. On social media, they're saying, why don't you give those presents to charity? Show your children how to help others. And you heard the commentator there that all of those presents that she had displayed behind her that she's got for her kids, 300 gifts in all, by the way, for her three children, that's not the spirit of Christmas. Well, who's to say that that's not the spirit of Christmas? I could make the argument that the spirit of Christmas is to take some of the riches that you have and to show some generosity, yes, to your children as well, and to set up a situation where your children feel the joy and overwhelming love from their parents and from Santa Claus by having, 300 gifts. That's a lot of gifts, but this woman worked hard all year long for the money. She made the money. Who's to say that she, along with Santa Claus, can't provide that kind of overwhelming experience for her kids. I pass no judgment on her. Let her do it if she wants. But it is a lot of money. $1,800 on her three children. What do you think? 888-630-9625. But let me ask you, is $1,800? Yes, it is a lot of money. But good gracious. Now, I have children, 8 and 9-year-old, and we're not dealing with the little $5 gifts anymore, Larry. I wish we were. Yeah. No. We're looking at $300 game systems, $400 hoverboards, which my children are getting neither. Thank you, Santa, I hope. You're looking at Lego sets now are $125. And we, I agree in passing. That's true. You want to get your kid the Death Star Lego thing? It's like $200, $300. Yeah, you know, yes, it is a lot of money, but unfortunately now, so is the cost of toys. We don't know. Now, I'll tell you what we did this weekend in my house. We went through and we purged everything, and the local toy bank, they got a lot of these $20 presents this woman bought will end up in places
banks. All the toys
of
that
all the
haven't
toys
been played with.
That my children do not need right before Christmas. And we don't know what else this woman does, and we don't need to judge her on it. And isn't that one of the reasons why we do it? So that first look when they come into the room, that magic in their eyes that they really think, that they know Santa Claus came down and took care of them.
I agree. And having that overwhelming joy that the kids see when they see all those presents under the tree. And it really is about all those presents. Yes, you can get the one high big ticket item, right?
I wrap everything. Like, they get a roll of socks. They just want to unwrap things. And we all know they're going to play with the box no matter what if they're younger.
And this is, and let's just break this down. She's got three kids, all right, this woman. Her name is Emma Tapping. She's 28 years old, so I'm assuming the kids are all pretty young. Probably the oldest at the most is 10 years old, all right? They don't actually break down the ages here in the column. Three kids. It's a total of 300 gifts. Now, some of them are for the kid's father. So it works out, according to this article, 96 presents for each kid. $1,800. That works out to about $6 a present.
I was saying, if the kids are younger, that's when you do wrap a toothbrush. It's quantity, not quality, in a lot of these cases.
But is that too much? If you found out that someone in your family or a friend or maybe even your spouse ended up spending $600 per kid on Christmas presents, would you have a problem with that? 888-630-WMAL. Matt in Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
You know, $600 or, you know, per child, if they're older, that's three laptops, that's maybe two gaming systems, that's it. You know, maybe this chick should do her own Brexit and come to America where we appreciate people spending money in the economy.
This is exactly. Thank you for bringing it back to politics, by the way, Matt. True.
Always.
Is this why the Brexit worked? Because of these Scrooges and Grinches over in the UK judging this woman for capitalism?
Whose business is it? Why is it somebody else's point to judge her on what she spends? But I spend that much and get 96 presents or 100, 300 presents for my kids? No, But God bless her if she's able to do it. What business do I have to tell her not to?
Well, this is the point that people are making, that's not what Christmas is about. Your kid seeing 300 presents under a Christmas tree and you spending close to $2,000 on one day so they can open up all those presents, that's not the true spirit of Christmas.
But neither is Santa Claus. The spirit of Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Christ. And I don't remember a tree being there or stockings being there or anything like that. So if they want to get really technical, that's what we can do.
All right, Matt. Thank you. But by the way, I wouldn't even say that. I would say you can't put a dollar sign on the great gift that we celebrate every year at Christmas time, the gift that we were given. So I think it is in the spirit of Christmas to show the excessive love that you have, because didn't God show us excessive love by giving us that gift?
Absolutely. And think of the lesson that they are teaching their children when they see this. It's the, especially if they're young, this is generosity, that you are giving gifts and you are playing with each other and you're interacting with each other as you completely destroy the living room with wrapping paper and boxes and get paper cuts.
Well, listen. All right, more of your calls on this, because I can see there are a lot of divided opinions on it, so we welcome your take. 888-630-9625. How much is too much for Christmas Day when you're showing your love for your children? 888-630-WMAL. It is 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, still in the hot seat here, 395. Not much change as far as which lanes get you by. If you're heading out of Shirlington, up ahead, you're seeing those brake lights, and that is solid right to the crash before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. That really just one right lane getting by the scene of the crash. Thus, the heavy delays quickly forming on inbound 50 as you try to push through Chevrolet. The crash should be to the shoulder now, in on 50 after 202. Right as you come up to the split with New York and Kenilworth Avenue, you still see the flashing lights. Speaking of flashing lights, Maryland Beltway had a car that overturned last hour, outer loop before you get to 270. Now we have most of that confined to the right shoulder. May have to have that right lane blocked when a tow truck is trying to get it back on its wheels, but as a result, your delays looks like a continuous backup. No brakes from 95 and around 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today with a few clouds mixed in this afternoon, high of 48 degrees. Tonight we'll have a few clouds, low near 35, and then tomorrow partly cloudy skies, high of 51. You want to know your Christmas Eve and well, let's give you Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Why not, right? Saturday, we'll have a little bit of rain on Christmas Eve early in the day with a high in the low 50s, and then Christmas Day is looking like a mix of sun and clouds with a high in the low 50s. Right now, 30 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by American Red Cross.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Well, it's Christmas time again.
Scotty Nell Hughes is in for Brian Wilson, and we're discussing this woman, Emma Tapping, 28 years old. She spent close to $2,000 on 300 Christmas presents for her 3 children, and she's being interviewed on television with all of these wrapped presents displayed behind her. It's like a wall of gifts, and the commentator says...
That sight behind you, magnificent as it is not the spirit of Christmas.
Really? I love that he knows what the true spirit of Christmas is, and is speaking for all of us. Jen in Waldorf, what do you think of this woman and the generosity she's showing her children?
I have 3 children as well, and I actually feel sorry for this lady. I mean, I feel bad that she's being judged and criticized so much, because that's really not a lot of money these days to spend on 3 kids. Now, 300 presents, I mean, who's to judge her, right? I mean, if he wants to talk about the spirit of Christmas, judgment is not for him to do either.
That's right? A great point.
The spirit of Christmas is not about judging others.
Thank you, Jen.
So it seems to me that those that are probably criticizing her and judging her, they're probably Democrats.
I guess they're Labor Party, since this is Britain. But this is getting criticism all around the world, Scotty. A lot of people saying, well, just give half of those presents to charity or to the poor, and that's really teaching your children a more valuable lesson.
Once again, it's people trying to invoke their own values onto you and shaming you for not being exactly like them. If we were all the same, do you know how boring life would be? Christmas would be boring. That's not the spirit.
Kevin in Woodstock, you're on WMAL. Would this fly in your home, Kevin?
Well, Larry, since you're a Catholic, why wouldn't you follow what Jesus got, 3 presents per kid?
Well, I ain't giving my kid gold.
But what we did in our family, we actually don't celebrate Christmas because we've studied the Bible, and I can prove from verses Jesus was born in September.
Well, you know, listen, we're not actually literally celebrating the birthday thinking that December 25th is the actual literal day that he was born. And I never mentioned that on the air here. What I'm saying is this is the day we recognize his birth and we celebrate his birth.
Well, my question is, would your wife be happy if you celebrated her birthday on a different day?
Yes, actually, speaking of that,
if I got her 300 presents.
Exactly. You know, and I'm just happy they're celebrating, and I agree with that one. But you know what? That is a new thing this year. I've had a lot of my friends in the PTO circles are doing this 3-gift rule just because these presents are so expensive. And also, you're afraid your child's going to go to school, and you have to check with others to see what gift if your friends, the kids' friends are getting, so that your child doesn't feel like that, you know, either that they were left out or they aren't a part.
Because that's the spirit of Christmas, to make sure that your kids got as good a stuff
as
their friends got.
But if they got the glove, you want to make sure your child has a glove to play baseball as well.
Karen in Upper Marlboro, thank you for the call, by the way. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to have a conversation, talk about, you know, letting you know ahead of time why you need to call in. We're going to talk tomorrow about how Christians are choosing to celebrate Christmas these days. You just heard this Christian say that, well, since Jesus only got 3 presents, my kids only get 3 presents. There are other Christians who are actually deliberately not going to church on Christmas Day because they think they shouldn't even do that. You know, the day should be just for acknowledging without even going to church. I'm not kidding.
No,
evangelicals are now saying it's wrong to go to church because, we'll get into that one tomorrow. Karen at Upper Marlboro, you're on WMAO.
Good morning.
Hey.
So every 2 weeks when I open my paycheck and I see my gross pay and then I look at my net pay and I say, all these taxes I'm paying, I am giving. That is the spirit of Christmas in this country.
Is that giving or is that confiscation, Karen?
Well, there you go. So if on my 5 children, my 2 spouses of my 2 children and my 2 grandchildren, I spend a couple $1,000. That's my business. I give plenty to Uncle Sam before I even get to Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So,
Karen, thank you for that. I fear that about the overtaxation in America actually cuts down on charitable giving, and we have seen that when taxes are lower, charities end up getting bigger gifts.
I think Americans are generous by heart. We just have to feel comfortable and able, secure in our own household budgets in order to take care of others sometimes.
How about John in Baltimore? John, you're on WMAL. This woman is getting just absolutely destroyed in the public sphere because she purchased 300 gifts for her 3 kids.
Well, first of all, how many gifts do these kids get during the year? We might not get anything except shoes, clothes, and stuff like that to get by. I mean, in my house, that's what we do. We don't give out a lot of stuff. Birthdays, except for birthdays and stuff like that. But when it comes to Christmas, it's like, hey, let's celebrate. Let's have a good time. What would you like? Make out a list. $1,800, $600 per kid. I mean, that's like an Xbox One and maybe a few other toys, you know, an iPad. Now is $600-$700 if you want to get a good one.
Yeah. All right. John, great points all around, and we'll continue with your great points on this in a moment at 6:22.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
In financial times like these, don't you want straight-talking, common-sense investment advice from a reliable source? As well as valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your investments. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
625 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here's the scoop. Maryland Beltway, you're jammed. Yes, you normally have that volume through College Park and Silver Spring every morning, but a little extra this morning because of the crash. Before you get to 270, had a car that overturned, so still a lot of activity, but confined to the right shoulder. Delays from 95 and around to just before you get to 270 after Connecticut Avenue. Now, 395, Virginia. Boy, we are just getting jammed here out of Shirlington. Solid lineup to the crash before the 14th Street Bridge. A lot going on here. Some multiple police cars are there at the scene of the crash. Looks like just the far right lane getting by at the scene there. 210 northbound near Palmer Road. Looks like we have the heavy volume. Nothing reported. Northbound 5 Branch Avenue, however, we do have an accident reported as you come north of Akakeek Road before you get to Surratt's Road. So do watch fire and rescue units there. And DDOT sending out a tweet saying that they have a crash right now on Missouri Avenue at North Capitol Street. So they have this closure on Missouri Avenue between New Hampshire Avenue and North Capitol Street. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, it's named Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Chilly but manageable this morning. Then we mix up clouds and sunshine this afternoon. We'll make the 48. Milder air starts coming in as we look ahead toward tomorrow. 51, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 30 degrees in the nation's capital at 627.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Well, I, for one, celebrate this woman's choice to spend $1,800 on her children, and I don't understand why she's being judged. And I'm glad that we've done it. I'm glad that we've discussed it as well.
You're surprised that she's getting judged? Are you kidding me? Please, they judge everything right now.
People would judge everywhere. But this leads us to one very important question. How much are you spending?
I was about to say, what did you get me for Christmas? this is the no day. Because everybody today is realizing either A, my presents are not going to get here in time, or B, I have no presents for someone.
The kids are all taken care of thanks to my fabulous wife, Meredith, who did do all the shopping. They're all getting about 9 or 10 presents each. I monitored the situation.
You mean Santa Claus is bringing them 9 to 10 presents?
Well, I don't know what Santa's going to bring. I know what Meredith has handled. The big question is, I've got one more gift to purchase.
Hers.
Yep.
Extremely important.
I got no idea what to get her.
Tip to save marriages, if your wife says she doesn't want it, she's lying. Buy her a gift.
628.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan.
This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today. Coming up on WMAL, the president used his pen yesterday and shut down oil drilling here in the final 30 days of his presidency in certain areas, including right off the Virginia coast. We'll talk to Eric Milito from the American Petroleum Institute to find out what this is all about and, well, what can be done to reverse it as soon as a new president. But only a new president. Oh, wait a minute. There is a new president coming in. It's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news at this hour from Berlin, where a manhunt is underway as police have identified a new person of interest in the Berlin Christmas market attack.
I was told by a German security official that they discovered identity papers inside the truck, and those identity papers belong to a Tunisian national who was born in 1992. This is now the key suspect behind this attack.
Correspondent Paul Cruikshank. The death toll is at least 29 and expected to rise after a series of explosions leveled a popular fireworks marketplace near Mexico City.
This is a scene that unfolded Tuesday afternoon. The images from the ground revealed the scorched fireworks stands. This is a place where elaborate firework displays are sold. Very popular, especially this time of year as we head into the holiday season and the New Year's festivities.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. The working vacation for President-elect Donald Trump continues in Florida.
Donald Trump is hosting a series of meetings here in Mar-a-Lago, his resort here in Palm Beach, including Carlos Slim, that Mexican billionaire that Donald Trump railed against during the campaign. Well, he invited him here to a dinner over the weekend. Now, Donald Trump confirmed that in a tweet yesterday, calling him a great man. Clearly a sign that things will be different in some respects when Donald Trump becomes president.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Virginia House Republicans plan to try and tighten the state's welfare system during the upcoming legislative session. Their package would, among other things, add new work requirements. Able-bodied adults who don't work would have to spend 20 hours a week volunteering or taking job classes. And the D.C. Council has confirmed Antoine Wilson as the new head of public schools. Wilson was named to the post in November by Mayor Muriel Bowser. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,975, the Nasdaq at 54,84. Sports, college basketball wins for Virginia Tech and Maryland. NBA, the Wizards meet the Bulls in Chicago tonight. The Caps play the Flyers in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Bill Parisi, host of The Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for The Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crews dealing with a multiple car crash on 395 northbound as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge. Still only the right lane getting by, and you'll see a lot of activity. I even see the fire and rescue units there. They're stopping all traffic right now as they're trying to move around some of the vehicles involved. And they've released traffic again, just that right lane, though. So as you come out of Shirlington, expect heavy, heavy delays. They're really forming quickly here. Let's get you across the Wilson Bridge, and that's with ease, just back near St. Barnabas Road. 210 northbound at Palmer Road, responding to a broken-down car, top side of the Maryland Beltway. We started off last hour with an accident that involved an overturned cart. It's been cleared out of the travel lanes, outer loop between Connecticut Avenue and 270, but the damage is done. We are jammed from 95 and around through to that point. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good travel weather over the next few days. If you are going to be heading on out early for the Christmas holiday, clouds mix up with sunshine this morning, clouds and sun 48 later. Tonight down to 35 outside the Beltway, colder. A few clouds around in 51 tomorrow. On Friday, a few clouds in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Burke, 25 in Damascus, 29 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. It's 6:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Well, because you're pretty smart and you like to start your day the right way, and this is the place to do it. Coming up at 7:05, we'll take up that discussion in Maryland about whether Uber drivers should have to do fingerprint background checks. We've got a guest who says, heck no. At 7:35, Wallace Simmons, he is live in Berlin for the Daily Mail as that manhunt for the terrorist continues. And at 8:05, we'll check in with the Fiscal Policy Institute here in D.C. about the new paid family leave act. I'm Mary O'Connor, sitting alongside Scotty Nell Hughes, who is in for Brian Wilson. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning. Do you know that it's actually colder in Chicago than it is on Mars? That's how cold it is in the majority of America today.
Happy first day of winter to all. And when it gets cold, Scotty, a lot of us like to turn our furnaces on, and many people have oil to power their furnace, especially here in the East Coast. And oil is a very important instrument to the American economy, as we can all
agree on, but yesterday the president did something that I think many people will find objectionable with regard to maintaining our ability to drill our own oil and stay oil independent. Eric Melito is the director of upstream and industry operations for the American Petroleum Institute, and he joins us now. Sir, what exactly did the president do yesterday by barring offshore drilling in certain areas in our country?
Well, he exercised his power under a law known as the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, wherein the president from time to time has the ability to withdraw certain areas from leasing for oil and natural gas. The problem is this is not a permanent ban. Back in 2008, President Bush actually reversed a ban just like this to open areas back up. So we're hoping with the new administration we'll be able to work with them to make sure that we allow these opportunities to occur here in the U.S. rather than push these investments to other parts of the world.
Drilling in the Atlantic right off the coast of Virginia has been an issue that we've discussed quite a bit here. And, of course, famously, Senator Kaine from Virginia, he was in favor of that until he became the running mate of Hillary Clinton, and then he was opposed to it. How does this impact the economy in Virginia and the industry in Virginia?
Well, interestingly enough, the Virginia delegation, both senators and the congressmen and women in Virginia, have been looking to rebuild the shipyards there. And one way you can do that is by bringing more business to the offshore of Virginia. And we've seen that in the Gulf Coast area, where shipbuilding, steel workers, offshore vessel companies, they have great businesses because of the offshore oil and gas industry. And it's known to work very compatibly with all the other uses. And the other thing I point out with Virginia is that we would be looking to have this development more than 50 miles from the coastline.
That is incredible. And that's one of these big clashes that I think that you can see is already starting to form, as much as Donald Trump is trying to avoid it by bringing in people like Al Gore and meet with them. Is there going to be a way to avoid a big argument once the administration gets in? Is there a way that we can all, I hate to say this, kumbaya, get along? Can environmentalist and job creation actually exist within the same breath in the state of Virginia?
Well, we believe that it can. We want to make sure we have a balanced approach where we're putting all the world-class standards in place to make sure that we're protecting the environment, the health of our workers, the health of the public. And the process is meant to do that. It's meant to make sure that we have strong regulations in place, strong standards in place, that we review to make sure there are no ecologically sensitive areas, and we drill in the places that make the most sense. But we also have not allowed ourselves to even explore with seismic research to determine what the resources may even be out there. We need to take these baby steps, and we're not even allowed to do that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I hear from the people who are against offshore drilling. They say that it is dirty, it is dangerous, and it's unnecessary. I'd like to take up that last part, the unnecessary part, because I'm trying to understand the environmentalists. I'm trying to, you know, figure out some common ground here. If fracking is doing so well in America, and if drilling here in North America on land is still yet unexploited, why go through the dangerous and potentially quite harmful to the environment process of offshore drilling and doing it in the ocean? We saw what happened down in the Gulf of Mexico, where a bad thing can turn very ugly for us. Why go into the ocean when we have so much oil to drill here on land?
Well, people may not realize it, but our offshore production right now is at almost at record levels. We get close to 2 million barrels a day. I think we're maybe at 1.7 million barrels a day right now. And that's huge. That's a very important area for production for this country.
What part of domestic production, what percentage of domestic production is actually accounted for in offshore drilling?
I think it's around 17 or 18%. It was up to 30% at one point. And to follow on to that point, we know from our own government that we're going to need oil and gas for decades to come, and we're going to need to look at other places. So we want to at least have the opportunity to first look in these areas. We also got to recognize that places like the Arctic, we have our military leaders pushing us to be leaders in that region generally. And they recognize if we get out there and start developing a presence from an oil and gas standpoint, that's going to help us to build up the infrastructure to have a greater geopolitical presence in the Arctic for our country, where Russia, China, Canada, Norway, all these other countries are taking these steps way ahead of us, and we're kind of in the back being observers.
Our guest is Eric Melito. He is with the American Petroleum Institute, and we're speaking about the president's unilateral executive action yesterday. It's not illegal, by the way. This is an unconstitutional. As our guest pointed out, this is part of the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act. President Bush opened this up in 2008, you said. So now, here's an interesting trend. Bush does opens up this drilling in the final year of his presidency. Here we've got Obama now taking offshore drilling off the table in the final month of his presidency. Obviously, this is a political hot potato. Do you think that the incoming president will wait until the final months of his presidency, or do you think that he'll take action immediately?
Well, all the signs we've been seeing are that he's a man who wants to take action quickly. You see that in the appointments that he's been making. And he was very clear on the campaign trail and in his campaign documents for his first 100 days, first 200 days in office, that oil, natural gas, bringing that investment back to the U.S., bringing those jobs back to the U.S. is one of his key pillars.
Absolutely. Now, how do you think we've got, you know, great governor out of Texas going to be, Rick Perry, going to be Secretary of Energy? Think this is going to work?
Well, it's going to be interesting. People were questioning that, but Texas is one of the largest producers of wind energy in the world. Mm-hmm. Texas is an all-the-above state. We as an organization, the American Petroleum Institute, we support an all-the-above approach. Our companies invest in oil and gas. That's their core, but they also invest in the wind, solar, geothermal. So I think it'll be interesting, but people should give the guy a chance, given his record in developing renewables as well as oil and gas.
Eric Melito with the American Petroleum Institute. Thanks for joining us today. It is 6:44 on WMAO.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
Your carpets are kind of gross right now. Listen, your other friends won't tell you, but I will. I'm going to keep it real because I care about you and I care about your kids. And coming up this weekend, they're going to be rolling around in their jammies, opening up all their Christmas presents and playing with their presents down on the carpet. And you don't want them messing around there with, you got your food stains and you got your pet stains and God knows what's under the carpet and the pads. You need a truly deep cleaning. You got to get Zero Res out. I can't tell you how amazing Zero Res is. They clean my carpets, left them smelling fresh, feeling soft, and looking brand new again. I've had other carpet cleaning people out to my home, but until Zero Res touched my carpets, I had no idea how clean they could really be and how awful it was down there. So please, don't do that to your kids. Make sure your carpets are clean just in time for the holidays. And by the way, a great offer right now from Zero Res, the 10-10 holiday offer. You're going to get $10 off each room of carpet cleaning, minimums apply, and then they're going to donate $10 to the Fisher House. So do it now. Call Zero Res. Minimums apply, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Is it getting any better?
Well, as far as that accident, you know what we had on the Beltway in Maryland? The accident completely confined to the shoulder, outer loop between Connecticut Avenue and 270. But this happened well over an hour ago. So still the flashing lights, the distraction. We are jammed from 95. And again, almost the entire trip around to 270. Again, everything confined to the right shoulder. So that's what we're dealing with on the top side of the Beltway. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road and the Virginia Beltway. Really a really good start through Annandale and Tysons. 270, not too much to tell you about. A lot to tell you about, unfortunately. Virginia on 395, almost out of landmark now. Up ahead, huge backups with one lane only open. 395 northbound at the 14th Street Bridge. All I'm getting from crews at the scene is that it's a multiple car crash, 2 to 3 cars, and they needed several tow trucks, but you'll see a lot of activity when you pass the scene of this crash. And heading through northwest near the Fort Totten area, North Capitol Street at Missouri Avenue. Watch for the crash. D.C. police there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing a few clouds this morning. We'll mix clear sky in at times through the morning and this afternoon. Let's go with a cloud-sun mix and 48, which is just a few degrees above normal. Tonight we'll go back to 35, a little milder. Then a little milder on Thursday, partly cloudy, 51. Some clouds Friday, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 30 degrees. It's 6:47 on WMAL. I was hoping that one of the great benefits of Hillary Clinton losing the presidential election on November 8th was that we don't have to talk about Lena Dunham anymore. Lena Dunham, the creator of the HBO show Girls, which only a bunch of people on the Upper West Side of Manhattan watch, but somehow that makes her very relevant in our lives. She is now in a heap of trouble again, as she often is, this time because of a podcast she does. It's called Women of the Hour. And, well, I'll let her words speak for herself. Here is a statement she was making about abortion.
So many people I love, my mother, my best friends, have had to have abortions for all kinds of reasons. I feel so proud of them for their bravery, for their self-knowledge, and it was a really important moment for me then to realize that I had internalized some of what society was throwing at us, and I had to put it in the garbage. Now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had.
Let me just repeat that last part.
Now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had.
Lena Dunham wishing she had an abortion, regretting the fact that she has not had an abortion. Scotty, you want to take this one?
Are you proud, liberals? Are you proud that this is the comment coming out of Hollywood right now? I think this is the comment that when people think of liberal Hollywood, this right here sums it up right there. A woman is sorry that she did not kill a life.
Yeah. And by the way, she's now apologizing. She says that she's sorry that her distasteful joke, as she's putting it, being taken, and it's causing offense, it says.
Did you think that sounded like a joke as you listened to that?
She says she was making a joke. She admits that it was distasteful. She's sorry that it has caused offense. I will let you decide. Here's Lena's joke.
Now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had.
Well, yeah, like I said, why is it that liberals, every time they get in trouble, they're able to say it was a joke?
Mm-hmm.
If they wouldn't get in trouble, then they would say it was serious. I mean, every time they start putting in hot water, why can't we start saying that? In fact, I think we're going to start saying that. We're going to say a bunch of stupid things and say it was just a joke and see how well that gets taken.
It's 6:49 on WMAO.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk for our business report. Here's John Lesher. Hey, John.
Good morning. Stock futures have been rising this morning, but now only the Dow is up. The blue chips closed yesterday just 26 points from the psychologically important level of 20,000 on a gain of 91 points. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were also up. Investors will also be focused today on more earnings reports. Before the bell, Accenture, Paycheck, Finish Line, and Winnebago. And after the bell, Bed Bath & Beyond, Micron, and Red Hat. The Mortgage Bankers Association will release its weekly mortgage application survey. The last time they were down, as home prices and interest rates continue to rise. And because of that, it's likely we'll learn today that sales of existing homes fell in November. American Airlines has won about $15 million in an antitrust lawsuit that accused airline booking service of hurting competition and charging grossly inflated booking fees. I'm Chad Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyorobots.com and enter promo code 5050. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo...
Yeah, froyorobots.com. Promo code 5050.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, it's never good when we narrow down the 395 stretch to one lane, and that's what we have with this multi-car crash. 395 northbound right at the 14th Street Bridge before you get to the bridge span. Stay far right to get by. I'm looking at delays almost back at Duke Street now, so extra time for sure needed, or you want to wait it out so they can clear all that, and I'll let you know as soon as that happens. But again, that's 395 north at the 14th Street Bridge. If you're coming out of town, no troubles there. Now let's get you across the Legion Bridge, and that is without any delay to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. You hit the backups. And then the top side of the Maryland Beltway struggling as we started off our early morning rush hour with the crash. Outer loop after Connecticut Avenue before 270. It's been cleared. Everything confined to the right shoulder for some time, but the big delays as you merge off of I-95. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad now for the middle of the week. As we head on in through the latter part of the week, temperatures will hold right in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. 48 today with clouds and sun. Tomorrow, clouds and sun near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:56.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf. Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A shot heard around the world. In a highly dramatic scene straight out of the movies, the Russian ambassador to Turkey was assassinated at point-blank range by a Turkish police officer. The ambassador was killed at an event in the Turkish capital of Ankara, just blocks from the Turkish parliament and U.S. embassy. After shooting the ambassador, the assassin shouted, "God is great. Do not forget Aleppo." The assassination comes as relations between Turkey and Russia were improving. 1 year ago, the Turkish military shot down a Russian fighter jet. That, and with differences over Syria, relations soured. But as Turkish President Erdogan quashed a coup attempt by arresting tens of thousands and stifling dissent, the relations with the West soured. In stepped Putin, who certainly doesn't mind a good old-fashioned crackdown. We'll see how the latest incident impacts relations. One thing you can bet. The Turkish-backed rebels fighting Assad in Syria are about to have the hurt put on them, courtesy of the Russians. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up, Uber might have to stop operating in Maryland because the state wants them to do fingerprint-based background checks. We'll have a guest who says those fingerprint-based background checks, not so good. Not needed. Plus, we'll get a live report from Berlin as the manhunt continues for that terrorist. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM.